Feds, LAPD announced major human trafficking sting in LA. Federal authorities have arrested 10 people in a major human trafficking investigation, with prosecutors saying the individuals targeted children and adults along South Los Angeles's Figueroa Corridor, marking the second large federal operation in the area in less than a year. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Central District of California, alongside Homeland Security Investigations, the Los Angeles Police Department, and IRS Criminal Investigation, announced the arrests on July 1st. A 65-count superseding federal indictment, returned June 25th and unsealed July 1st, alleges that members and associates of the Hoover criminal gang controlled much of the sex trafficking and prostitution activity along the Figueroa Corridor between February 2021 and June 2026. Prosecutors said the indictment identifies 51 alleged victims. 9 defendants were arrested on July 1st, while another defendant was taken into custody on June 29th. First Assistant U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley said the arrests were intended to disrupt one of the city's most persistent trafficking operations. Sex trafficking of young women and children ranks among the worst criminal offenses our office prosecutes, truly the lowest of the low, he said. Asaley added that officials hope the arrests will break the cycle of crime and abuse in one of LA's most notorious human trafficking corridors. Gang members charged. Federal prosecutors said 6 newly charged defendants are alleged members or associates of the HCG. They face charges that include racketeering conspiracy, sex trafficking of minors, sex trafficking through force, fraud or coercion, drug trafficking conspiracy, and money laundering. The indictment also charges Mukesh Kumar Rambayahir, 45, the manager of the stadium in N-Spa's motel in South Los Angeles, with financially benefiting from the alleged trafficking operation. Prosecutors allege that between September 2024 and January 2026, Ahir deposited more than $64,000 that he knew came from the gang's alleged sex trafficking activities. They also allege he structured deposits by making smaller cash transactions to avoid federal reporting requirements. Those allegations have not been proven in court. According to the indictment, gang members allegedly recruited vulnerable girls and young women through social media and face-to-face contact, focusing on minors, runaways, foster youth, and people facing financial or emotional hardship. The suspects allegedly promised luxury lifestyles before using intimidation, violence, and drugs to maintain control over victims. They also allege that victims were forced to surrender all money earned from commercial sex work and were punished if they refused. Federal prosecutors also announced separate indictments against 3 additional men accused of sex trafficking in unrelated cases connected to the broader enforcement effort. Those cases involve allegations of trafficking minors between the ages of 15 and 17, as well as adults, through force, fraud, or coercion. 2 of those defendants were arrested on July 1st, while another was arrested on June 24th, according to prosecutors. If convicted, some defendants face mandatory minimum prison sentences of 15 years and could receive life sentences under federal law. Meanwhile, the 11 defendants charged in the original federal indictment announced in 2025 have pleaded not guilty. Their trial is scheduled to begin on March 18, 2027. Investigation to continue. LA Police Chief Jim McDonnell said the operation represents more than a series of arrests. We are dismantling the criminal enterprises that profit from human trafficking, rescuing victims, and reclaiming the Figueroa Corridor for the community that has always deserved better, he said, according to the July 1st announcement. During the news conference, McDonnell said the operation builds on Operation Broken Blade, which began in August 2025. We promised results. Today, we're here to show them, McDonnell said. He added that investigators will continue with the relentless enforcement and would not surrender the community to criminal organizations. The investigation was led by Homeland Security Investigations, IRS Criminal Investigation, the Los Angeles Police Department, and the U.S. Attorney's Office, with assistance from several state and local agencies and victim support organizations, including the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and Saving Innocence.